At yesterday's Anchorage Chamber Senate debate, the U.S. candidates also tackled the issue of health care reform. Asked if they would support vote to repeal or modify the new federal health law, the Republican candidates were eager to denounce it. Joe Miller said it can't be tolerated.
It's got to be repealed. The likelihood over the next 2 years that that happens is low. We have an unfriendly presidential administration that probably will veto such an effort. There may be some low-hanging fruit in the bill that could be repealed, and I think we ought to work hard in that direction. But if the repeal falls, then obviously it has to be defunded, and we've got to make sure that the federal government cannot take that power grab and continue to expand its power in a way that's going to hurt our economy.
Lisa Murkowski stressed that she not only voted to oppose the health care plan, but she voted to repeal it. She also said it's probably unlikely that it will be possible to repeal it under the current administration. But she said that if it is repealed, change still needs to come.
We must, as a Congress and as a nation, reform health care. We did not do it with this bill. We have not increased access nor decreased your costs, and you're going to be seeing this in these upcoming years. We owe it to the American people to figure out how we rein in the costs. And how can we do it? We can start with some things that have been put in place in several other states like Texas and California.
Murkowski said medical malpractice liability reform and the ability to be able to purchase insurance across state lines are examples. Democrat Scott McAdams said that the bill's process was in itself an example of how broken the Washington system is.
You know, with 150 Republican amendments, this bill could as well be called Mitch McConnell Care as it's called Obamacare. But I'll tell you, Mr. Miller believes in repeal. Senator Murkowski believes in repeal. I believe we should take what is good about this bill, maintain it, and improve on some of the challenges that are laid out.
McAdams said the unfunded mandate of mandatory coverage troubles him, and he said he'd want to take a look at that as part of an effort to improve the law. The candidates were also asked how they would address the congressional attacks on the Alaska Native Corporation's involvement in the Small Business Administration's 8A program. Republican Joe Miller says the 8A program needs reform.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of benefit flow back to the shareholders. I would suggest that in reforming the 8A program, that we need to focus on shareholder employment. Get hardcore numbers out of the contracts that result in actual benefit to our rural communities and the shareholders of those corporations, rather than focused on these monies that ultimately flow in large part to subsidiary corporations where there's not real benefit to the natives themselves.
Senator Murkowski said she has supported and seen the benefits of the 8A program for Alaska Natives. She said the benefits are so strong that others outside of it want to know why they can't get in on the same type of contracting.
The reason that this was made expanded for our Alaska Natives, Native Hawaiians, and American Indians was to allow for those that have been socioeconomically disadvantaged. We do need to make sure that we get good value for our contracting dollars. That's imperative. We do need to look to make sure that it is being administered in a manner that is clear and transparent.
Murkowski says she'll fight Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill's attempts to limit ANC involvement in 8A. Democrat Scott McAdams says he also supports the ANC 8A contracting ability and criticized McCaskill's lack of vision. He said the billions in wealth that distributes through Alaska is important, but there are future aspects to consider.
My goal throughout the course of my lifetime is to see the day when forever gone is Alaska the colony, where people from the outside come in, extract our resources, take the best bite of our apple, and move their resources and their money offshore. The great thing about both the 8A program and the business acumen that's been built up through it in our Alaska Native corporations is that we have got a great resource ready to serve Alaska for the rest of the century.
Other questions touched on war funding, fighting terrorism, and reining back deficit spending. The entire debate can be found at our website, aprn.org.